Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
Listening to X-Ray FM KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and out on the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM. Streaming online, live and archived at xray.fm. You are listening to Raise a Glass. I'm Jim Fisher. It's been a weird week. On Monday, I started to put together an entirely different show, only to have a couple of notable deaths make me rearrange things. Then, just before I started recording this, I noticed I'd put together a show mostly for July 29th, not August 29th. It is August, right? Hard to tell these days. So I had to rearrange it again. So I'm sorry, you're not going to get to hear about how Mama Cass and Keith Moon died in the same room, but I was still able to put together a fine show for you despite the 11th hour aspect of it. So, starting the program, it was on this day in 1976. At a concert in my hometown of Santa Monica, California, Neil Young joined a now-forgotten soft rock band called Firefall on stage, who were opening for the band Spirit. When the headliners took the stage, Spirit's bass player asked Young to join them, but when he did, Spirit's frontman, Randy California, greatest name ever, he pushed Neil off the stage to the horror of his bandmates, who then stopped playing and left themselves. We heard one of Neil's songs from around that time, from the Stills Young band, Long May You Run. That same summer, he and Stephen Stills had gone out on a co-headlining tour, which Neil quit abruptly with a telegram to Stills that read, "Funny how some things that start spontaneously end that way. Eat a peach. Love, Neil." That was seemingly a dark reference to the death of Dwayne Allman, who was killed on his motorcycle hit by a truck hauling peaches, but Neil later clarified it was just because the tour was heading to Atlanta when he bailed. He and Stills eventually reconciled. All right. Now, what can I say? Dolly.
Man, and you better not set foot on his land. But I didn't think nobody could be that mean. So I took me out walking down a railroad track. I was gonna go down to that little old shack and just find out if all them things I'd heard was true. There was a big black dog laying out in the yard, and it growled at me, and I swallowed hard, and I heard somebody say, "Well, who are you?" Oh, and there he stood in the door of that shack, and his beard and his hair was long and black, and he was the biggest man I'd ever seen. When he spoke, his voice was low and deep, but he just didn't frighten me, 'cause somehow I just knew he wasn't mean. He said, "What you doing snooping around my place?" And I saw a smile come across his face, so I smiled back and I told him who I was. He said, "Come on in and pull you up a chair. You might as well since you're already here." And he said, "You can call me Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, what she doing living here all alone? Joshua, Joshua, ain't you got nobody to call your own? No, no. Clean out of sight, we still talking when it come daylight. There was just so much we had to say. Hey, I spent my life in an orphan's home, and just like him, I was all alone. So I said, yeah, when he asked if I'd stay. Well, we grew closer as time went on, and that little old shack, it was a happy home, and we just couldn't help but fall in love. That big black dog and that little old shack, sitting down by the railroad track, it's good enough for me and Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, why you just what I've been looking for? Joshua, Joshua, you ain't gonna be lonesome anymore. No, no. You're lady, oh, lady, lady. Ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba, ba-ba. Me and Joshua. Me and Joshua.
Somebody with all your heart and soul, and you want to keep them with you, but you know they want to go. What do you do? What do you say when you know they want to leave as bad as you want them to stay? And there's nothing quite as sad as a one-sided love when one doesn't care at all and the other cares too. It's a sad situation, I must say, when someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. You know how much I love you, but I know you don't love me, and I know it's just a matter of time before you leave. But how do I stand aside and just let you walk away? But I know you want to leave as bad as I want you to stay. Oh, there's nothing quite as sad as a one-sided love when one doesn't love at all and the other loves too much. It's a sad situation, I must say, someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. Oh, it's a sad situation, I must say, when someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. Thank you. whispered that soon, if we all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason. And a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forest will echo with laughter.
Human ray of sunshine. She represented everything that's good in the world. She loved everybody and everybody loved her. You just couldn't help it. Even aside from her music, she provided the world with so much good through her Dollywood Foundation. Decades of philanthropy, tens of millions of dollars donated. She even directly funded the research at Vanderbilt University that led to the Moderna COVID vaccine. Thank you, Dolly. Perhaps her biggest philanthropic pursuit was also one of her most personal. She grew up the fourth of 12 kids in classic hillbilly poverty in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee, where many, including her dad, were illiterate. So she started her imagination library, sending more than 330 million books to underprivileged children around the world. And, of course, there's her music, more than 60 years of it. We heard the first track on her first solo album, Dumb Blonde, followed by her breakthrough solo hit Joshua from 1971. That was followed by When Someone Wants to Leave, and finally her more recent cover of Stairway to Heaven, which If there is such a thing, she's surely ascending it right now. People forget she was a fantastic guitarist, too. I was lucky enough to briefly meet her. Meet is maybe a strong word. About 15 years ago, it was a Saturday afternoon back in my hometown of Santa Monica. I sauntered down to my favorite restaurant and watering hole, the legendary Shea J, a place where, for decades, celebrities would often go not to be seen. Very close to the Civic Auditorium, where I told you earlier Neil Young got kicked off stage. Anyway, Saturday afternoons at the time were usually a quiet time to go, and my bartender friend Peter would guide me in my day drinking pursuits. But this one day, it was quieter than usual, and that's because Dolly had rented out the place for a couple of hours. But Peter was letting a couple of regulars in to sit at the bar while she and her small entourage were pretty secluded back at table 20, the big booth in the back. The infamous booth where Warren Beatty once got a blow... Sorry, I digress. That's a story for another day. Okay, so at one point, a man who I think was Dolly's husband, Carl Dean, who himself just died last year, he came over to the bar to settle the lunch bill with Peter, revealing this was a regular stop for them when Dolly was in L.A. Then Carl called out to Dolly and called her cuckoo. I think memory's a little fuzzy from all that day drinking. Anyway, when they all got up to leave, I just smiled and quietly called out, "Bless you, Dolly." And she responded with a perky, "Well, God bless you too, and you have a wonderful day." Oh, like I said, just a ray of sunshine, like getting blessed by the Pope. My only complaint is that her cake mixes are always a bit too sweet, like her. Fare thee well, Dolly. It's X-Ray. We'll be right back.
that you know me, 'cause I don't even know myself. I don't know myself. I don't mind if you try once in a while. Once in a while, the doors aren't shut as tight as they might seem. I'm just trying to fight my way out of this dream. Once in a while, and I don't mind if I cry once in a while. The doors don't shut as tight as they might seem. I'm just trying to fight my way out of this dream.
Said to me, I live my life on my own. even on the water, on Martha, and dig this musical sculpture coming from King Toby's headquarter.
Right.
And to the bathroom skank. Come off your tower this hour. And take a musical shower.
What did you say?
Grab your towel, mother hole. Scrub your bowl, scrub your bowl. Grab your towel, scrub your bowl. Say, you got to be clean. To be on the scene. Grab your rug. Grab your soap. Scrub your hand. Scrub your face. Scrub your side. Scrub your back. Scrub your front. Wash your foot. Wash your face. Bathroom scan.
On Raise a Glass on X-Ray FM. Bathroom Skank is the new product from Clorox. No, it's a song from reggae super legend Lee Scratch Perry, who died on this day in 2021. Perhaps the greatest song about taking a bath. Rub-a-dub-dub. Before that, wishing a happy birthday to singer-bassist Michelle Ndege Ocello. That's a new one from her. A nice reinvention of the Human League's Don't You Want Me, joined by Cat Power on that one. She turns 58 today. Prior to that, another birthday to note, singer Elizabeth Fraser turns 66. And that exquisite tune we heard, the Nick Drake-penned Song to the Siren, came from the 4AD Records Super Collective, This Mortal Coil. Of course, we know her from the Cocteau Twins and her occasional appearances with Massive Attack, but that's the song where I first discovered her. Never gets old. The British Woodstock, the 1970 Isle of Wight Festival hit its stride on this day in 1970. On day 4 of 5, they had performances by Miles Davis, The Doors, Joni Mitchell, one of the first performances of the law firm of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. But I went with The Who at their peak, doing I Don't Even Know Myself. And at the top, it was on this day in 1994, Oasis released their debut album, Definitely Maybe. Absolutely massive in Britain. It would go on to sell over 1 million copies in the U.S., spearheading a kind of tepid second British invasion. Okay, moving right along. Lost another legend this week who, like Dolly, passed at the age of 80. Here are a couple from Tim Curry on X-Ray.
This is a total bloody disaster. All my knights have fled, and we're lost in a dark and very expensive forest.
Well, it could be worse.
Well, how could it possibly be worse?
Oh, cheer up, sire. You know what they say.
What do they say, Patsy?
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. You give it a try. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
Always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of fish when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true.
You'll see it's all a show. Keep on laughing as you go.
Just remember that the last laugh is on you.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow.
Excuse me, is that a shrubbery?
Oh, yes, I'm throwing it out. The cat won't leave it alone.
Well, what a stroke of luck. I'll take it off your hands. Pay the lady, Patsy.
Always look on the
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Side of life. Side of life.
We are all animals, my lady.
How'd you do, I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candyman. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. A sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Raising a glass to legend of the stage and screen, Tim Curry, doing Sweet Transvestite from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and the repurposed Always Look on the Bright Side of Life from his Tony-nominated performance in Spamalot. He died a couple of days ago, like Dolly, at the age of 80. Suffered a massively debilitating stroke in 2012, but at least was able to continue to do voiceover work since then. Nobody could pull off Dr. Frankenfurter like Tim Curry. I can't imagine anyone else singing that song. Just oozing body sexuality and manipulation. Although that's probably the main performance people think of from him, I've always been partial to his turn as Darkness in the flawed but gorgeous Ridley Scott fantasy Legend, which I also played a brief clip of. Everybody talks about the amazing makeup they had on him, but it really needed his brand of gravitas to make it convincing. Again, I can't think of another actor who would be able to pull that one off. Actually, I think the first time I became aware of Tim Curry was when he hosted SNL back in the Eddie Murphy years. I was about 13, and he did a Mick Jagger impression that kind of out-micked Mick Jagger. Memories. Okay, that'll just about wrap it up for this week. I thank you for lending me your ear holes, and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned for Skybound Station, coming right up. One more before I go. It was during the Meat Puppet set in 1994, opening for Stone Temple Pilots at the Beacon Theater in New York City. Howard Stern joined them on stage to jam on this next song. And no, I don't have a recording of it, but it was this song, and it's a great song. You're on X-Ray. Radio is yours.
Folks go and they die. Don't go to heaven where the angels fly. Go to the lake of fire and fry. Don't see him again until the 4th of July. No, I knew a lady who came from Duluth. She got bit by a dog with a rabbit tooth. She went to a